Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, broadcasting today from BBS Radio. And Don, can you see me okay? Hope so. Great. And I just want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported station, and we and the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. I want to welcome my wonderful guest today, Michiko Hayashi, the director of the Moto Peace Project from Tokyo, as well as Hiro Moto coming to us from. All the way from Tokyo as well. And they'll be talking about this upcoming conference they've got going, as well as Dr. Emoto's work and the Emoto Project. Of course, it's beautiful work they do. And anyway, I'm so glad that you're all here today. Thank you so much, my friends, for being with me today.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, for having Hiro and me here. And it's been a long time. It's so nice to be here with you, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This is Hiro. Go ahead, Hiro.
Yeah. Thank you for having me today. Nice to see you, Ted.
Great to see you too, Hiro. It's not too early there, is it? I mean, you guys, it's not the middle of the night there or anything?
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 a.m.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Sunday morning.
Sunday.
Yeah, I know often when I do my shows, it's the middle of the night there. So at least it's not too bad for you. And we're both awake. We're all awake today, which is good. I know that the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. To start it off, I think what I'd like to do, Don, if we could play that Charlie Cardinal Waters song. To start it off, which is nice. It's a really beautiful song, Hiro, Michi, that I know you'll enjoy. Charlie Cardinal's a friend of ours here in the States, and he did this song dedication a couple of years ago to Dr. Emoto. So if we can play that to start it off, and then we'll start with the show.
Great.
Yeah. I think you'll like Hiro.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. Now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together. On land, the seas, and air, holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do.
Not a nice way to start the day. And then if I've got to hit my 528 love tuning fork for love everywhere. Start us off with a love potion, a love hit there. And one more time. Okay, Hiro, I'm going to start with you and then jump to Michi here. Hiro, tell us about your conference coming up. That sounds so fun. I played that promo this morning, so people who are listening this morning heard it. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about the conference and how people can sign up.
Yeah, thank you. We are having a Zoom event. It's a global Zoom event starting from next weekend in your time on the 3rd, 4th, and 10th and 11th. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we have a four
Pacific time.
Yeah, in Pacific time, yes.
Yeah.
We have our four speakers in four days, and myself, Tracy Ash from, UK, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and Foster Gamble. The event is called Imagine Earth.
Right.
So, yeah, we have great speakers and so we have four speakers in four days, and Tracy and I, you know, we came up with this event, and you know, we wanted to do something, a good event, to give a hope to people, you know, when we're facing this very strange and difficult situation. And then we wanted to invite some other influencing people. Then we came up with the Dr. Lipton and Mr. Gamble, and you know, they all you know, resonated, and then we came together. So the event is called Imagine Earth. It's like, you know, we imagine one beautiful Earth, and we create together one beautiful Earth. So, you know, it's going to be integration of science and spirituality. And, you know, we have a specialties sending an important message to you, everyone, to, you know, realize that, you know, that, I mean, to wake up people. So, yeah.
Hiro, yeah. That sounds great, and it sounds right in line with what Dr. Emoto, he endorses it completely. It's a perfect conference for now, because we've been bombarded with so much negativity. It's nice to think of something positive and making the planet a better place. Yeah, go ahead, Michi. Yeah.
Would you like, Hiro, would you like us to show the website? We can share screen so that people can see. Yeah, I have that ready right here on my computer. If
Ted, please go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I can have the share screen, okay.
I already did it.
He already did it. Okay, hold on.
You should be able to do it. Let me tell everyone the link. It's HTTPS. And then I just lost
it. PS. It's HTTP.
Okay, /// hado, hado.com / IHM imagine-earth. Okay.
Yeah. And there they can see this beautiful, the website of our event
nice.
Called okay. Imagine Earth. And Hito will be talking on the 4th of December. Tracy nice. Ash will be speaking on the 3rd of December.
Okay.
And then on the 4th, Hito will be speaking for the... We have 2-hour event every weekend, and people can ask questions also at the end.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nimota will be speaking along with Hiro. Is that right? Okay.
Yes. Yes. He'll be speaking as well. Yeah. On okay. the same day. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Well, this is great. It's perfect for these times right now. Absolutely mm-hmm. perfect. I know about Foster Gamble's very famous, and of course there's Foster Gamble, and also Bruce Lipton, of course, is very famous as well. Great guy. Yeah.
Dr. Bruce Lipton. I mean, if I can play his
go ahead. Here, sure. Yeah.
This is really, he's saying something very important. Let me
okay. Okay.
My dear friends, cultural creatives and seekers everywhere. I'm Bruce Lipton.
Could you expand it a little bit?
Biology of Belief, The Honeymoon Effect, and Spontaneous Evolution. Well, if you've been following the news, surfing the web, or even looking outside your own window, you can see the world is in a state of chaos. We have issues in politics, society, economics, race, religion, even gender types. There's chaos everywhere. And I say, what's going on? And the answer is there's a bigger problem. And all of those small problems are part of something bigger, and that is this. Human behavior has been destroying nature and undermining the web of life. And as a result, science has recognized over 15 years ago that human behavior is precipitating what is called the sixth mass extinction of life on this planet. 5 times in the history of this planet, life was thriving and some event wiped out up to 90% of all life. The last mass extinction was when dinosaurs were here and a comet hit the Earth and destroyed the web of life and all the dinosaurs disappeared. And matter of fact, 75% of life has disappeared. We are now in the sixth mass extinction. But the most important fact is it's due to human behavior. And I say, so why is that relevant? It says, this is not an extinction of humans in thousands of years. That civilization is facing extinction within the next few decades. And the relevance is, since humans have created the extinction, it's humans that have an opportunity to change that direction. And what we have to recognize is this. Our behavior, our consciousness as humans, has not been in harmony with the planet. And it is time for us to recognize that we must come together. And this is why a very special event is happening in December 3rd, 4th, 10th, and 11th. And it's a program called Imagine Earth, inspiring and building new humanity and new Earth quests. This very special 4-day program will have presentations on the evolution we are facing. Knowledge is power. And if you have knowledge of what's going on in the world, we can thrive through this chaos. So I hope you have an opportunity to join us on those days for the very special presentations to reveal why we're in this mess and how we can empower ourselves to get out of this mess. And therefore, please view Imagine Earth, inspiring and building new humanity and new Earth quests, because our future is riding on it. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay. Wow, it's very inspiring. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. Sure. Appreciate it.
There's another message from Foster Gamble. Also, right. Should I play it, Hito?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Sure.
Right ahead, yeah.
Okay, is that okay? Okay. Let me do...
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Foster Gamble, one of the co-creators, along with my dear wife, Kimberly, of the Thrive Movies and Movement. And it's my great honor to have been invited to be a part of the Imagine Earth conference. And I really encourage everyone to join us. It's going to be an amazing conversation, exploration. It will be scientific. It will be spiritual. It will be humanitarian. And I'm excited to get to join Hero and Tracy Ash and my friend and longtime colleague, Bruce Lipton. We will be exploring the wonderful topics of the Imagine Earth Conference, and together going into what are the problems, but how can we solve them, and how can we actually create a thriving world together? So please join us. It's going to be fun, it's going to be interesting, and it's going to be empowering. So thank you. See you there.
Well.
Well, that's wonderful. Ooh. How fun is that?
Isn't that nice? So I want to just ask everyone or urge everyone to join us on these 3rd, 4th, 10th, and 11th of December. And what time will it be in West Coast of the U.S.?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah, that's easy to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be live event, and we, they speak for like 90 minutes for the presentation and 30 minutes for the question and answers. But for Mr. Gamble, he'll speak for 60 minutes and 60 minutes for, questions and discussion, because he wants to, discuss a lot of things with different people. So, yeah, I think it's going to be really fun and exciting. So.
And the cost is $99 for the entire event or $30 per seminar. That's reasonable, I think.
Very, very reasonable. I was just at this gathering to learn about Dr. Bruce Lipton's work. I mean, it's not given by Dr. Bruce Lipton, but it was given by the study gathering, given by one of the Japanese specialists in... People are paying more than almost $300 just to learn something. So just think about this, only $99 for
yeah.
this.
Or $30. That's reasonable. Yeah.
It's really reasonable.
That's what you have to, use, this is a joke, but you have to use the McDonald's model of marketing, where you keep your prices low enough where everybody can, afford to join, So,
and that's the main purpose, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, we want to create the movement, towards the world of peace. So it's important for a lot of people come together and share the same goal and, so create the beautiful world together. So that's why we set the price very low for everyone in, different countries to attend. So, we really want, as many people as possible to join. So,
okay, wonderful.
Everyone can come join us and you can ask questions to Hiro at the end of his talk, and also Dr. Nemoto also about science of water, or about Dr. Nemoto, about his work and anything on the 4th. On the 4th? Yeah, on the 4th of December also.
Great. Now, there's a time difference between here and Japan, so that when it's on the 4th in Japan, it's actually the 3rd here. Is that right? So that...
4th. Right. Our 4th is your 3rd. Yes. But right. Hiro will be on the 4th U.S. time.
I see. Okay. Great. Now, Hiro, I want you to, and Mitch, you can talk about this too, about your Hado schools. Have you been able to have them, and what are they? And maybe people would like to sign up sometime in the future for them.
Yeah. Right now, because of COVID, and we don't, organize Hado school. This year, there's no Hado school, actually. But hopefully we'll do Hado school in next year. We're also thinking to do some short version of Hado school online. So now we are preparing for that.
Good. Mm-hmm. Now, what you do, you teach the principles of Dr. Moto's research and how to make this world a better place. It's all on vibration. It's a great school. I was there years ago. Well worth it to go.
The only thing that we cannot do is when people cannot come to Tokyo, they cannot experience how to take the water crystal photography, mm-hmm. or trying to use a Hado machine. But other than that, they can really learn so much, and it's a wonderful and important program. So,
yeah, right. Well, I'm sure it'll open up by next year. But it's all up to us, isn't it? Creating a better world, you know, not being afraid of everybody and everything. I'm frankly so sick of this nonsense. It's such a waste. You know, they haven't even been able to find the virus here in the States, the scientists. Some people say it's a scam. But at any rate, I know it'll open up next year. And Hiro, I'll go to you first and then Michi. Hiro, tell us about some of your projects your office is working on now. The water crystal photography, for example, I know you do that. And tell us about some of your work, my friend.
Yeah, well, we produce water crystals like every day. And, you know, we did the prayer experiment together with the, you know, people remotely. And, you know, we do different experiments now, mm-hmm. so that's why I'm excited to show that experimental result on the 4th December, mm-hmm. the imaging Earth, and so recently we work with the data scientist to make a water crystal as a data science. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of project that we are working on. But it's a little difficult to do that because all their water crystals are different, right? So, I know there are tendencies, but even if there's a tendency, it's really hard to figure out, you know, what it is. And, you know, so, it might still take time to publish it, but we're working on that project right now, actually. So, yeah.
Okay. Would it be, could you say this, make this analogy, Hiro and Michi, that like every human being is different, so is every water crystal, but there's a lot of similar characteristics. Is that?
Yeah. There are, of course, some characteristic tendencies that, you know, and of course, from the polluted water, there are no water crystals fine, and mm-hmm. so it's easy. But in terms of vibrations, narrow information, sometimes it's difficult. Because we take 50 petri dishes, so we have a 50 chances to see water crystals. Yeah. Through microscope, mm-hmm. But out of 50, we have a 3 or 4 beautiful water crystals, and others are not really beautiful. Yeah. So everything's different, but we can count that number of beautiful crystals and hexagonal crystals, and mm-hmm. then we can judge that this water has a relatively positive energy compared with that. And so that's what we do. And
great work. Mm-hmm. And then you sponsor conferences. Okay. Yeah. And Michi, I love for you to talk about love and gratitude crystals, picking up where Hiro left off, and your work too. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much. Emoto Peace Project was founded by Dr. Emoto, and he announced the idea of this children's book and teach children about the truth of water, where we don't really learn at schools, because the truth of water is really deep, profound. Water is deeply connected with our consciousness in every vibration, because every vibration has the information. So that's why when we freeze the droplets of water, then water creates either beautiful crystals or kind of misshapen or no crystals. And if we, in this book, we share that water has makes beautiful, beautiful crystals if the information is good, if the vibration is good. But if not, like, what about playing music to water? And now here, we want to teach everyone, I mean, to learn or realize everyone that we are water, 70% water. In mm-hmm. the air, there's water also. Everything has water. Even in the desert, there's water. And the water, now it's some science. This is something that Dr. Nemoto will be talking about. And it is science that water has memory and it carries that information mm-hmm. instantaneously everywhere beyond time and space. So, mm-hmm. so when we play the beautiful music, water makes beautiful crystals because the vibration is good, because the information is good. But if it's the music is not very destructive, or the singer is singing with anger or something, then water cannot form the beautiful crystals. So this is the comparison. And children will learn to listen or play something beautiful. And here talks about words that we use without even a lot of times thinking. Dr. Bruce Lipton says our subconscious mind or subconsciousness is automatic driving, like of the car. So when we are not really being on conscious mind, then subconscious mind is controlling our life. And so it's 95%. So where do we want to go? Do we want to go to the place where we don't even desire? And he says, well, maybe you don't want to go. So at that time, we should realize that we can use our conscious mind, and that is creative. Conscious mind is creative. So here in this water, when we say thank you, then water creates beautiful crystals, whereas you fool is really a disaster. And we don't want to create this kind of water crystals in the air, within ourselves, or anywhere, because we are energetic beings and affecting everything. And this is something that we are teaching at the end. This is cute. Children would love this, because when we show the heart to water, water makes heart mark. Mm-hmm. And now we know children will learn that water has memory. Right. And we want to make beautiful, beautiful crystals. Our thoughts, our intentions, our prayers are really powerful. And this is before the prayer. And this same water changes to this beautiful, brilliant water crystals after praying with love and gratitude. And this is the most beautiful crystal that water made, which is from love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. So we would like all children to learn about water and how we can live in the state of love and gratitude, so that that's the harmony. And we are harmony within at that time, and we're being harmonious with others. So this is something that this is the most important project that we are carrying on after Dr. Motos, and it's called The Message from Water. And anyone who would like, they can come to the website, www.emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. And if they want, they can download for free of charge. Or if they want the real copy of this book, they can email me at EPP at emotopeaceproject.net with a donation of $5. So it's a Emoto Peace Project. Okay, thank you.
Great. Now, Dr. Emoto, Hiro, and Michi, he said that God is water or water is God because it's everywhere and has consciousness, which I thought was just fascinating because I don't know if other people have tried to quantify God or the Supreme Being, but I think he had a point there. Have either of you given, I'm sure you've given it some thought. I'd love your thoughts on his statement.
Yeah, he you know, in the beginning, he said that, you know, the water is the messenger of God. But, you know, he, later actually said to people that water is God himself. And so, you know, that's why the God created this world with the principle, with the energy of love and gratitude. And so if we do something against that, and you know, the negative things will happen. And right. Yeah, so if you're filled with the love and gratitude, then you know it's always in harmony, and you will be healthy, and you know our community will be you know in harmony. So yeah, that's what he telling people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true. Absolutely. Michi, love your comments on that.
Oh, it's just so beautiful because water is God, as he said. And why do we use water when we, in all religions, because it's God, it purifies all of us. Mm-hmm. It helps us. If you're unhealthy, it helps you become healthy. Mm-hmm. And it's giving the message of real creator source through water. So that is why, God. And Dr. Bruce Lipton was saying that God is all nature also. It was very interesting yesterday. I was studying his book, The Biology of Belief. And he toward the end, this teacher in the class yesterday said, Dr. Bruce Lipton says that nature is the universe. And it's God, and nature is God. We are part of nature, so we are really a small God. Hmm. Water is really God, and when we think about it, we all are God.
It's like a teaching of Shintoism. Yeah. You know, everywhere.
Oh, tell us about Shintoism for my Western listeners who may not know what that is. Could you explain a little bit about?
Well, Shinto has many gods, and then you know, teaching telling that there are gods everywhere, and we're the children of God, and so, you know, that's why we have to take good care of everything because there are gods everywhere. So that's the basic teaching of Shinto, and you know, yeah, we really relate to that. So,
and everything is like the mirror of yourself. So you are me, you are me, myself, he is myself, this is myself. It's when we think that everything is myself, part of myself, then we can be very loving and caring and sharing, understanding everything, because I am you, you are me, and we are just all one. And that's also part of Shintoism also. And we don't want to hurt or harm anything, anyone.
There's actually an old Beatles song with those lyrics in it. I am you, you are me, we are all one. Yeah, the same thing.
I heard Imagine, the song was, you know,
made. That's right.
Yeah, well, because John Lennon was inspired by the Shintoism. So that's why.
Really? Wonderful.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because
yeah.
Shinto can accept anything, any other religions as well. You know, mm-hmm. we all mm-hmm. want. So, yeah.
I think it was Yoko Ono, his wife Yoko's a brother was with John, and they were at the Issei Shrine. And John asked, "What kind of a religion is this? Shintoism?" And then Yoko's brother explained that this is not a religion. Shinto is something that we appreciate everything. We take care of everything. It's so that we are wishing for peace on earth for everyone. There's no border because it's one earth. We are all brothers and sisters, and so that's how he came up. I heard that that's how he came up with the song Imagine. Right, Hiro?
Yeah, yeah. And Dr. Emoto said that Shinto and Shindo, you know, Shindo is a vibration. So, you know, Shinto, they're saying it's the study of vibration. It's Shinto. That's what actually.
You know, Japan's a very spiritual country. And if I may say this, I don't think it would have been as easy in other countries to do his research other than in Japan, just because you're already very spiritual and you have a history of Shintoism and you're already prepped for it. You know, you could have been in other countries, but not the same way. And the other thing too, I know, is that my guides, my angels tell me that Japan will be the first country on this planet to a shift as a whole, as an entire country, into the fifth dimension. And that I thought's remarkable. That's, and it's happening now actually, whether you know it or not, you know. And in another year or two, when people fly into Japan, they'll be flying into the fifth dimension. So,
anyway. That's why. Go ahead.
One thing I wanted to add is that, you know, we already achieved world peace before. We had a Jomon era before, like 1,000 years ago, and it lasted like 10,000 years.
Yeah,
and
15,000.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, 10,000 years. 15,000. And during the period, there are no fighting. No. People respected each other. People helped each other. So they lived in harmony.
How did the military-industrial complex make any money if people were living in peace, though? Just kidding. But that's great. That's wonderful.
There's a big movement again here in Japan after this COVID, during this COVID. People started to wake up and they're saying, let's bring back that beautiful culture of Jomon era, that people lived in harmony, sharing, helping, and peaceful, very peaceful, without fighting. So people started to make many different communities to live in harmony within their communities.
Was the Jomo area right after the fall of Lemuria and Atlantis? Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
And that would also fit in with what Graham Hancock has found in the pyramids in southern Japan, where you have all these structures
under
the ocean. Right? And back then, I don't know how many, 10,000 years ago or more, the ocean levels were a lot lower than they are today. And so it was possible to have those kinds of structures. You know, that makes total sense. Actually, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So I think this is one of the reasons why I think this event called Imagine Earth is so important, because we're going to close the year 2021 with this Imagine Earth event, so that everyone will be thinking and feeling and sharing peace and harmony on earth, and we will go into the beautiful year to create the beautiful year of 2022.
You know what you should do as a suggestion? You should have this Imagine conference every year. About now would be a good time.
Yeah, that's what we are thinking. You know,
why not? Expand it.
We want to do that like every year. And so, you know, that's why we want to have many people attending.
Right. I hold my Galactic Wisdom Conference, as you know, the second weekend in March, but I added another one, I think, in September this year, just because there are so many people, locked down, and I did it by Zoom, and it worked out fine. I kept the prices low so everybody could participate.
Right. Actually, doing this by Zoom, we can reach more and more people around the world, people who cannot come physically to the event venue, they can join internet online. So
right, that's true. They can. Yeah, they can.
Yeah,
they can. Well, you know, as President Kennedy has told me, this is the anniversary of his assassination, November 22nd, 1963. But he told me that we would have already shifted into the fifth dimension had he lived in the 60s by now. And we'd be living, I don't know, 300-400 years, have no disease, live in peace. We would be living in peace and harmony now. But I think that's the destiny of this planet, is to live in peace and harmony. And that's why your work, the work of your office, is so important, because you help teach people that our thoughts are powerful and that we can create a much better and happier world just through our thoughts and intention. And that's more important than people realize. I was told a long time ago by Terry, my foster mom, was teaching me about the psychic world, is that thoughts are things in the fifth and higher dimensions. So what you think and how you think is very important. And if you want to create a better world, look no further than yourself. And start within. Like Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world, which I always thought was very profound. So anyway, yeah, this is great. But you might consider, I know you guys are busy, but you might consider doing it. And when you set a certain time during the year, then people look for it and expect it. Mm-hmm. Like the Galactic Wisdom Conference, I'll have the second weekend in March. You know, it's the same thing every year. So people have a regularity with that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, we want to continuously do that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, if you don't mind. You don't have to talk too much about it, but what's it like in Japan now? Is it normal there? I mean, restaurants are open. You can walk outside. Some countries it's totally crazy. But is it normal there? I mean,
we're fortunate to be here in Japan because it's not really like before, of course. Right. We do have to wear masks. We still have to keep the distance. But more and more people are awakening and learning that this is really something that is not normal. But there are so many people who have not really realized why this is happening and why we're so controlled, living in this chaos. And right. That's another reason why this is so important for us to do this event, because like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Foster Gamble, they are really saying that this is normal. This is not normal. We don't have to take that shot. I mean, Dr. Bruce Lipton, he was a professor at the university, the Stanford University and Wisconsin University medical schools. And he's a cell biologist with PhD, mm-hmm. very well known. And he still says that it's not important. It's not good to have that shot.
Good for him. Mm-hmm. I like honest scientists. Yeah. That's great. That's great. Right.
Yeah, you know, Japanese people are very influenced by, you know, the people around. Like, if, you know, you take vaccination, okay, I'll take vaccination, something like that. And TV is always, like, you know, reporting that, you know, the vaccination is necessary. So a lot of people, you know, like, brainwashed by TV. And
right, right.
But it should, you know, find out what is truth and what is going on, and, you know, then make decision with the responsibility. Right. But unfortunately, a lot of people actually, yeah, you know.
But it's kind of like if one lemming goes over the cliff, then they all go over the cliff. But yeah. They don't have to go over the cliff and kill.
You know, there's a story, like, you know, on the ship, you know, there somebody was like drowning, and, you know, then if you're American, if you help her, you're gonna be hero. Then, you know, they're gonna rescue,
right?
You know, in Japanese, like, everybody is gonna help her, so let's go there, and everybody.
That's right.
Okay, if everybody go, I'll go. So something.
Right. Well, Hiro, I've got a question for you that just come in from a listener. Heather, thank you, Heather, for your email. Could you please ask about Keshe technology, K-E-S-H-E, specifically the GANs and the plasma waters from it? What do you think of it? It's kind of a long thing, but I'm just curious about
Keshe technology.
Mitchie might probably know something about
it. I've heard of that, but I don't really know what kind of technology that is.
Plasma water?
Yeah, it's a Keshe technology. I'll send you a copy of her email. Keshe? I'm sure she can. It's K E.
I've heard of Keshe.
K E S H E. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Personally, I don't know too much. I've heard good things about it, but I don't know. So I got a question about that about 3 or 4 days ago, actually, about Keshe technology.
Keshe, yeah, yeah. I've heard of it. Keshe technology from where? It's the U.S.?
No, it's a scientist, I think, from Iran. And he originally started out making better sake with it.
Better sake?
I'm just kidding.
Keshe technology.
I think I have seen his website or some kind of video. I'm not sure what exactly it is.
Yeah, well, that's for another show, but I'll send the emails on to you and you can respond. And I'm sure thank you, Heather, for that comment.
Thank you.
We're always expanding, always time to learn new things, right? So, and Dr. Moto, could you talk a little bit about his background? I think it's people should know that he was a doctor of alternative medicine. He treated over 10,000 people with his Hato vibrational machines, and he did people a lot of good work. Could you talk about that, please, if you don't mind?
Go ahead, Hito.
Yeah. First, he came up with, the Hato measurement, and then after that, water crystal photography was found. And that was 35 years ago. Brought the device called the MRA. That's from the US, Los Angeles, magnetic resonance analyzer. So with using that device, he was giving counseling. So, the device can measure the Hato vibration of bodies and everything in the body, like organs and tissues, and also that device has codes for different things like virus and nutritions and food and even disease, and so that device can check where the low energy and then find out what's the problem. It comes from probably toxins or a virus, and then so he made the water, Hato water. So he imprinted the correct Hato vibration into the water, then cry and drink that, then they neutralize them, Hato vibration, and they become well. So that kind of counseling really was effective, worked very well, especially for people who, who has a very difficult disease and problems. And because water, change the water, but change the water, then, change the energy. And then, became well. And so a lot of people came to his office for the Hato sessions at that time. And then he wrote the books about that. And so that's why, so he wanted to prove that water really can memorize the information, because that's what he was doing. Then he came up with the water crystal photography. When he read the book of snowflake crystals, and that time the device was really manual, and it was kind of hard to operate, because you have to differentiate the sound, non-resonance and resonance, then check one by one.
It's a very subtle sound, yeah. The difference of the sound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So it was really
interesting,
difficult to operate. But now, like, we have a more advanced device, and you know, it's all automatic, and then it's like a scanning your body, and you know, so.
And you sell those, don't you?
Yeah, of course. We sell the device, and we sell also water imprinting device, because it's so important to, you know, keep a good vibration in your body, for sure.
Right.
So that's why we you know, sell the device, and we offer the hardware counseling with using those device now. And so they are more advanced, and it's easier for everyone to use. And now a lot of people really interested at this time, you know.
Especially this time.
Yeah, and because everybody believe that it's really, you know, important to keep a good vibration.
If they wanted to order a machine or find out more information, could they write either of you? Or?
Yeah, sure. We have a different kind of devices. Like, it's the one, you know, the Kazutama device. It was invented by the disciple of Dr. Emoto, Mr. Yoshinouchi. Mm-hmm. And we have a home edition. It's really easy to use, and it's affordable price, and you can, you know, put the hand on the plate, right. And device, right. And then you know,
right.
The device can automatically find out the right huddle codes for the person.
Right. And then I've got one myself. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you already have. Yes.
Yeah, so, I got one. So yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Yoshi, of course, came to, you know, your place to give her seminars and give her huddle sessions, and
right.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a different kind of devices, like, yeah, mm-hmm. home edition and the professional ones, and so.
And it does work too. It's amazing, really. You know.
Yeah, and then recently that device is really popular in Japan, and you know, even the people who does not understand this kind of thing, you know, get the device, and then you know, it works. So
yeah,
that's amazing.
There's an old Beach Boys song that goes, "She's sending me good vibrations," and it's all vibrations. I think all life,
everything is vibrations.
Vibrant. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all good. It's all vibration.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's so obvious that because of watching TV, saying this virus and this and that,
that
so
lower vibration,
people's vibration goes low
lower.
Because
yeah.
of being worried or
yeah.
Anxiety. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All that. So
yeah, that's right.
Just keep our vibration high. And if we can't, using these devices helps.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a serious scientific axiom proposition that says basically that birds of a feather flock together. So that if you're just kidding, but if you're low vibration, then you're going to attract other birds of the same lower vibration.
Yeah.
But if you're high vibration, you'll attract the same vibrations. So birds
like,
of a feather do flock together.
Like.
That's
the
right. Yeah. Like attracts
of,
life. Right.
Right.
But yeah. That's
the
right.
Same kind of people get together,
right.
meet the
yeah,
vibration,
right.
low vibration,
mm-hmm.
you know, attracting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's absolutely right.
So
absolutely right.
The best is to stay in higher vibration. And the most beautiful is, of course,
right.
love and
right.
gratitude. And
right.
that's why.
Right.
It was very, it's really interesting because this Earth, planet Earth, is the only, it's the only planet in this galaxy that is abundant in water. And
really?
That's why yeah. this Earth is called water planet.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you know, God gave us this beautiful crystal of love and gratitude. That means Dr. Emoto always said that the creator, God, designed this Earth with love and gratitude.
Oh, well, you should tell that to the Australian government about vibration, positive vibration. It's awful what's going on there now. But
right. Yeah. Well,
you know,
so sorry to hear that, but
yeah.
we can all help and send all the good vibration. To
That's true. People. That's true. Well, tell us, I know your time's getting short, but tell us about this experiment that Dr. Emoto did, where he had a glass of water on a friend's desk in Los Angeles, and they were in Tokyo, and you had like 500 people.
Noetic Science Institute, Hito, with Dr. Dean Radin.
I think
that's a really cool experiment. If you could explain that, that'd be great.
That was when Dr. Emoto was giving a seminar, and then there are like 200 people there, and then so that was experiment we did together with the Noetic Science, and then he asked the participants to send a prayer to water on the desk in the Noetic Science in California, and you know they did together. Then later they sent the water to us, and they sent actually 3 bottles of water. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't say which is which, so mm-hmm. We did not we were not informed that
they had
3 different samples, but we did it. And then later they told us that 2 out of 3, I think, control, and maybe 2. So then we did a water crystal photography, and then one exposed to the prayer from Tokyo has more beautiful water crystals than control water sample.
Control means not sending any intention. Okay.
I think water. That water was sealed mm-hmm. it, and then so then we sent the result back to them, and then well, they are amazed that because it's a blind experiment, that but obviously that water exposed to that prayer has more beautiful water crystals.
That's remotely, yeah.
And then that report is published in a scientific paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing because from Tokyo to Los Angeles, what, about 8,000 miles or 10? I mean, it's mm-hmm. a long way. It's across the Pacific. But yet mm-hmm. you were able to affect the vibrational level of that water. And you proved it through the water crystal photography. And I thought that was just amazing. And it just tells you that if we all meditate together for world peace, we can create a better planet.
Sure. Yeah.
I told you that the first experiment, the first time I had Dr. Emoto on my show in Seattle was on July 25th, 2014, from 3 to 4 p.m. At the bottom of the hour, 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, I asked Dr. Emoto, I said, well, this is all great about the crystals, but could we create world peace? And he said, oh, we should be able to. So we did a prayer. I asked everyone listening, about for 30,000 back at the time, to please send prayers and love and light to the Palestinians and the Israelis, asking for a ceasefire so that they could exchange the wounded and medical supplies. And lo and behold, I get to the place where I'm staying about 8:30 at night. I turn on the television, CNN was, I don't watch CNN now, but it was on then. And right across the bar, the red bar, it said the BBC had just reported that there was a spontaneous ceasefire between the Israelis and the Palestinians for a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies. So our experiment worked just fine. And after that, of course, I've been sold on the, Dr. Emoto's work and your work, beautiful work. So
yes.
We can do it. And I know we can, but, it's been unfortunate for the past year and a half plus that the media and the governments of the world have made the most horrible, trying to do everything they can to keep our vibrations down and everybody depressed. It's just a bunch of nonsense. It makes it much worse. And we need positivity and hope right now, not negativity. So that's why I'm glad for your work. And
The Foster Gamble is telling that now we are facing the World War III. That this time it's not between the country, but it's between authorities and the citizens that seek freedom. And so we have to know what is going on, and then we have to make action. And
that's
we have to unite, and so we have to create a beautiful world
together. Yeah,
get together and make an action together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, nothing, this planet has been decreed, I think, by the Supreme Being, the God of all that there is, the creator of all that there is, to ascend to the higher dimensions. And the negatives can't stop it. Oh, they can try, but they're not going to stop it. So, you know, we just have to keep the faith and know that there's good times ahead for all of us, you know, and we don't need to make any decisions based upon fear or negative emotions. We have to keep a positive attitude and realize we are on the start of a beautiful new age for all of humanity. Just the start. This is just the start. And actually, my guides tell me that a lot of this nonsense will be over in the next 5 to 6 weeks. Because this is,
I hope so.
The time now is the opportunity, according to the negatives, for them to stop our ascension and evolution. But it's not going to work. So if we can get just through this December, end of November now, through December into early January, the tide's going to really start turning. And mark my words, you'll see what I mean. This is a time of truth where things that are true will be shown to be true, and those will false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. As an example, you probably don't really, maybe that you didn't hear about this, but California Governor Newsom took either the second or third booster shot here about 3 weeks ago. And right after he took it, he got Guillain-Barré disease, which is uncontrollable shaking and paralysis throughout his whole body. He was also arrested by the U.S. Marines for treason, crimes against humanity. He's off in Gitmo somewhere. But what was interesting is that right after that happened, within days, there were ads placed on various Hollywood casting sites for a double for Gavin Newsom, for the governor, so somebody could replace him, the image. And so now we've got this guy who looks like Newsom, but he's not Newsom, parading around as Newsom, because the real one's is not well enough to do anything right now. Besides that, he's in jail. But it's a time of truth, and I think that this will come out eventually, as shown, as that, you know, he's not around anymore. It's just amazing. Look at the media. But anyway,
yeah, if we just stop watching TV, then right, we'll be happy. Yeah. And
right, you know, exactly.
We can share all the beautiful information and how to change this situation for the better. So
how about putting down your phones and turning off the television and just talking to people? I mean, isn't that nice? How many times have you been out in the restaurant in the past? I've seen it happen here, where you have a whole family and you've got the mom and dad and the kids, and they're all glued to their phone, and they're at a restaurant and they're not talking. They're just looking at their stupid, pardon my English, telephones. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they can look at their phones anytime, but they're all looking at their phones during the meal. It's I've seen it happen here in the States too many times.
Well, I think it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, right. If you were going to have, Mitch, I'll start with you first, then Hiro. If a stranger came walking up to you in the street tomorrow, let's say you're going to your office, and they say, "I've heard about you, but how do I make this world a better place?" What would you tell them?
Oh, I have to go in about 3 minutes. So can I say this first?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, please.
No, I said you go to first. I said for you to go first.
Yeah. Well, I would just say, love yourself first. Be happy yourself, peaceful, in harmony, harmonious within. Then if each one person, each eye does it, the whole world will be a peaceful place instantaneously. That's all I can say. If you love yourself, you can love others.
That's right. That's great. Well, Mitchie, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having us today.
The Emoto Peace Project is a nonprofit donation-supported project for little kids. Could you give out that website again quickly?
Okay, one more time. It's www.emoto.com. Spelled Emoto peaceproject.net.
Okay, great.
Emoto peaceproject.net. So please visit this website. And if you would like this book, you can download for free of charge. This book is in many different languages, about on the website, like 20 languages. And if you would like the real copy of the book, please email me or contact me. And there's a contact address also there, epp@emotopeaceproject.net. Okay?
Great. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
You too.
Today.
Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
All bye. Right. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.
I'll see you tomorrow, Hiro.
Hi.
and Hiro, we'll just keep you on another 8 hours, okay? Do you mind?
Can you make it 8 minutes? Well, I have to leave too, you know, because I have a
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Sorry, my sense of humor. Yeah. We'll keep you down low. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, I agree with Michiko, you know, the love yourself, that's so important. And also, of course, gratitude, love and gratitude is the most beautiful energy that shows through water.
Right.
So, you know, have a thought of love and gratitude and make action based on love and gratitude. Then peace will come for sure. Peace around you, and then expand it to, you know, the community, and, you know, bigger and bigger. And yeah, so basically live in, you know, if you align with the law of universe, it's all about the harmony, right? So I think that's the way we should live. And how do interpretation of opposite words of love and gratitude is greed and grudge, resentment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, make sure that we always have love and gratitude, not greed and the grudge. So these are the negative energy, opposite energy. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, your dad is here, and he's very proud of your work, Hiro, and he supports you any way, every way he can. So I just want to let you know you're surrounded by angels, and never think that you're alone, because you're not. And you're getting a lot of beautiful support from your dad and lots of other angels as well.
Sure.
I just wanted to tell you that. I know it's not easy on this planet.
I feel it. You know, I had actually a beautiful seminar and water ceremony at the Lake Biwa on his death anniversary. You know, I didn't know that actually there was an organizer that, you know, asked me to come to the Lake Biwa. Lake Biwa is the mother lake of Japan, and my father really cherished, you know, took good care of it, because he was there giving the ceremony before. And, you know, that changed his life, and, you know, because the water really changed after the prayer.
Well, they have, I think, in the book, let me see if I've got it here, Hiro, if you don't mind.
That's a different lake experiment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, didn't they do an experiment at Lake Biwa where it was really polluted, and they did some prayers with Buddhist priests? And they cleaned up the water. I thought that was just amazing.
Right. So what I wanted to say is that, you know, there was an organizer asking me to do the seminar and the water prayer on the, you know, his death anniversary. They didn't even know that, you know, the date was his death anniversary. And then, it was happened to be his death anniversary. And then I was happy to be there and, you know, give a seminar, you know, and also did a prayer ceremony together with the local people on his this anniversary. I didn't plan, but it was planned. So I thought, you know, I had a support from him, and, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great. That's great, Hiro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
And this Imagine Earth is also, you know, happened because of his support, for sure, because all the people who, you know, join love his work, my father's work, and that's why we gathered. And I did not even know Mr. Foster Gamble, but, you know, he said okay to me. And then later I found out that he really admired you know, Dr. Imoto's work, and he said this is the way we should move on, you know, the world. Water crystals are suggesting, and I was so touched. Yeah,
right. Well, you and your whole office, Michi, everyone does such beautiful work, and I appreciate you guys so much for everything you do to make this world a better place.
Yeah, thank you, Ted, for doing wonderful job.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, if you have to go, I don't want to keep you if you've got other commitments. What are you doing for fun today in Tokyo?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm gonna attend the seminar actually. I'm, you know, at our office. It's about the HADO technology, and okay. Then yeah.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Will Yoshi be there?
Yoshi was there yesterday.
Okay. Well, say hi to Yoshi for me. What about Yasu? Will Yasu be there?
No, Yasu won't be there, but I think Oki-san, you know Oki-san?
Okay, Oki-san, yeah. Yeah, say hello. Yeah, yeah. Say hello to everybody.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So yeah. I'm excited to be there.
Great. Well, my friend, if you need to go ahead. And let's see, next weekend, of course, is when your conference starts. And I'll promote it on that show as well. Okay. So and I'll promote it this Monday in Vienna. I'll be in Vienna this Monday.
Thank you so much.
Starting at noon Pacific time. So that'll be in German and English. So we'll play it then.
Yeah. The great thing about it, everybody can attend from everywhere. So that's great about remote
events. Okay. What if they're on another planet?
Yeah, if you have an internet connection, sure.
Have a good galactic connection. That'd be great.
Okay. Yeah.
If you got a couple of minutes, you're welcome to see this video. Otherwise, if you have to go, I don't want to keep you late. But Don, if we could play that Rise and Shine video by Charlie Cardinal. We played it this morning. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a beautiful little video. But if you have to go ahead, my friend. And I'll promote your conference next weekend too.
Okay. Thank you, Ted.
Okay, Don. Thank you. Great to see you. Ohayou gozaimasu, my friend.
Ohayou gozaimasu. All
right. My limited Japanese, just a little, un poquito. just a little bit. Un poquito in Spanish means just a little bit.
Yeah.
Ein bisschen in German. So anyway, just a little bit. So
yeah. Yeah, so I have to go. So thank you so much, Ted.
Okay, Hiro. Great to see you, my friend. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu, my friend. Okay, great. That was Hiro. Hiro from the Emoto from the Emoto office in Tokyo. I'm so glad both he and Michiko Hayashi could come on today. Don, if we've got that, I should have given you better notice, but if you've got, let me type this in. If we could play that write this down here. Rise and Shine video segment. I played it this morning and it's very uplifting. I thought it'd be a great way to spend the time. I know a lot of people are facing some hard times around the world, but I want everyone to know that this is the darkest hour, is just before dawn, and it's just before dawn right now. I know that the negatives can't keep this up forever. And for example, in Australia, the Australian government there is committing all kinds of horrible atrocities against their people, especially the Aboriginals. They're forcing them to get the jab in the Northern Territories right now. We should speak up against it and send. Everyone should speak up against this and also send lots of love and light to the Aborigines. They're beautiful people and they're being forced to take this shot. Many people are dying from the shot. And I think this is a concerted effort by negative elements within the Australian government to wipe out these beautiful Indigenous people so they can take their land and resources. But I do see Australia getting a new government by January. And I don't think the current government will stand. At least you can't do this to people this way. Here in the United States, I'm also expecting to see a lot of good changes starting in January as well. And I've been told that the negatives believe that they have a time between now and early January to try to stop our ascension, but it's not going to work. Because we've been slated to go into the fifth dimension, into the higher dimensions and create a beautiful, bright future for all of us, a peaceful and harmonious planet by the Supreme Being, the creator of the entity who created all that there is. And there's no way for the negatives to turn it around. President Kennedy, who I've talked to many times in his book, in my book, Messages from the Masters, outlines says that if he'd been allowed to live back in the 60s instead of getting assassinated, we would be in the fifth dimension now, and we wouldn't have any disease, we wouldn't have any strife or conflict. Imagine that. If he had been allowed to live, we wouldn't have ever had the Vietnam War. Actually, during the week he was assassinated, the first American troops were coming home from Vietnam. 1,000 Marines were being pulled out of Vietnam and were being brought to the United States. At the same time, Castro, he had sent a French journalist to talk to Castro about establishing diplomatic relations with Castro and Cuba. And President Kennedy had told Castro that he thought that both the Cuba and the United States could live side by side together in this hemisphere, and we didn't need to fight. Well, unfortunately, that all stopped when he was assassinated, and we went through, I don't know how many years of conflict, 60, 80 years of conflict, which was totally unnecessary. But the kinds of changes that President Kennedy wanted back in the 60s are now coming to a head again. There are cycles to this ascension process, where they come in cycles of every 100 years, every 2,000 years, and every 25,800 years, which is considered one Mayan Ketun cycle. And so we've been through this before. My guides tell me there's been six other civilizations before this one, which has tried, they've all tried to ascend to the higher dimensions, but they failed each time. And now we're on our seventh try. But I know this time we're really going to make it. But we have to keep positive, and all of us needs to, like the people with the Emoto office say in Tokyo, to keep our thoughts positive, send lots of positive love and light around the world. People are waking up, and I know we've got a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. Anyway, Don, if you're there, if we could play that video from Rise and Shine with Chardonnay Cardinal, would be great. Let me see, I was going to show you something. We've all been here. We're all from here, from somewhere else. When I do my readings, I often people ask me where am I from. And the most frequent place that I get from people, the answer I get is from people. Most people here are not from this planet. They're from other places. Most of the places they come from are what's called the Pleiades, which is a beautiful star system. It's 646.24 light years from here. They're humans just like us, except they exist in the higher dimensions. And they are here to help us. They currently have 2.5 million ships around this planet. The person in charge of the ships is my good friend, Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus. His ship, mothership, is stationed right above Mount Shasta. And you can often see his ship up in the sky if you're in that area. It's got a large triangle shape with a big bright white light in the middle of it. And I've met him before. He's beamed himself down to our campsites before in Mount Shasta and visited with us. I've also been up on the ship many times. It's a beautiful ship. It has, I think, 64, maybe eight, dozens of floors to it. It has about 5,000 people on board the ship. And they're all benevolent. They care about us deeply. And one of the things they've been doing to help us with our evolution is to raise the vibrations on this planet. And we're starting to see that having effect now. I think the plans by the negatives to shut us down into a permanent police state will fail. And they will not be able to pull this off and continue it. We're all meant here. We all chose to be here at this time in human history. And I was told also that for many human souls, there weren't enough bodies for people to come to this planet right now and during this ascension time. So all of us are here in a very special way to help with the evolution of planet Earth. And it's a real privilege to be here right now. Because many souls couldn't be here. There wasn't just enough room, but we're all here. Myself, I've been here 720 lifetimes, or about 52,000 years, or two of my Mayan Ketun cycles. And this is my last last lifetime before I return to my home civilization, the Pleiades, and continue my evolution there. So I'm trying to make the most out of this life right now and working hard to help with the ascension. Everyone has a purpose here on the planet now at this point in human history. And once you realize it, it makes life so much more fun to get done the work you need to get done. And I give readings. I also have a spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for the past 27 or 28 years. I come from a psychic family. And so it was normal for me when I was growing up to talk to spirits and people on the other side. And I do that all the time now. I also talk to a lot of benevolent extraterrestrials. And so if you'd like to learn how to do that, I have a mentoring program. It only costs $100 a month or $25 a week. I give people homework to do. I also give individual readings. If you'd like a reading, or feel free to email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, when I start my new German and English program on BBS Radio, I'll be starting it on Monday, December 6th at 12 noon Pacific time or 9 p.m. Central European time in Europe. I'll be giving away free readings for people as a way to celebrate my new show. It'll be in both German and English. I currently broadcast out of Vienna. I'll be broadcasting in Vienna this Monday, November 29th, beginning at 12 noon Pacific time. But every other week, I broadcast in Vienna. And now on the Mondays that I'm not broadcasting in German and in English in Vienna, I'll be broadcasting in German and in English in on BBS Radio. So every Monday, if you are in Central Europe and you speak German, please listen to my show. I plan to tailor it to Central European politics, spiritual issues, of course, and what's going on there. There's a lot of turmoil right now in Germany and in Austria with the governments there, with the lockdowns and everything. And people really want freedom there. But we're all going to succeed, and people want freedom in Australia too. I want everyone to take a minute right now, if you don't mind, put your hand over your heart and let's pray for genuine world peace so people can be free of this tyranny that's taken over the planet. It's like the old Rascals song, you know, people everywhere want to be free. And I know they do. That's the way we're supposed to be. And that's the message that President Kennedy actually gave me a couple of months ago. He said, people are meant to be free. We're not meant to be locked down and be put in fear all the time, of constant fear over silly things like a virus that you can't see, can't touch. There are scientists here in the United States, among some very well-known scientists, who said that the virus doesn't exist. They can't find it. They can find flu viruses, but nothing else. So this whole thing, some people think, is just a scam to put us into slavery. I want everyone out there to have a beautiful weekend. And Don, if you're there, if we could play that video, but maybe Don's busy. So anyway, I want to wish everyone a beautiful and happy weekend. And thank you so much again for listening. Out of This World Radio is a listener supported nonprofit program. And if you'd like to support us to keep us on the air, please visit my website on BBS Radio, or you can just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and just click on the PayPal button there. I'm going to see if I can reach Don now. Maybe he's busy. Hold on here just a minute. I'll see if I can reach him here. But be sure. Okay, there he is. There we go. Okay, great. Yeah, if we just play that, that'd be great. And then I'll come back on the air.
The dream has finally happened. The truth at last has come. The whole world has awakened to a new and shining sun. So now begins the healing. Our mission has begun to serve to end confusion,
show all that we are one. What a beautiful time to be alive, all eyes they now can see. The light inside begins to glow, truth has set us free. All questions are now answered, sad tears will fall no more. The strength and power of our love has opened every door. Celebrate now our ascension, the world shines bright with love. The water, air, and land are clean, skies are clear above. We've all come through the darkness, stand tall now in the light. With knowing we all are one, stand up for what is right. What a beautiful time to be alive, all eyes they now can see. The light inside begins to glow, truth has set us free. Our questions are now answered, sad tears will fall no more. The strength and power of our love has opened every door. Time to be alive, all eyes they now can see. The light inside begins to glow, truth has set us free. Our questions are now answered, sad tears will fall no more. The strength and power of our love has opened every door. The dream has finally happened, the truth at last has come. The whole world has awakened to a new and shining sun. The whole world has awakened to a new.
Isn't that a beautiful song, my friends? I hope you like that. And anyway, Dawn, thank you so much for playing that. That's a beautiful song. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I wanted to tell everyone again that on December 6th, Monday, I'll be starting my new German and English show on BBS Radio. You just Radio 1, you just tune in the same way you do for this show as well. And it'll start at 12 noon on Monday, December 6th in German and in English. And also on Sunday, November 5th, Sunday's the first Monday of the month of December. And at 12 noon Pacific time that day, I'll be giving a little chat to all my supporters and also be giving out free brief readings during that time too. It's a Zoom link. I'll give out, let me see if I can find, I'll send out the Zoom link later and tell you about it on my next show next weekend. But I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy weekend and stay strong, everyone. Where the good times are just around the corner, and I know that we're going to get through this and create a much better and happier world. And for my new friends in Ireland, I can't wait to talk to all of you tomorrow. So I hope you all have a beautiful day, and thank you again so much for listening Out of This World Radio. Take care, everyone, and I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Thanks again. Bye-bye.